This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Four Colorado communities landed spots on this year's Arts Vibrancy Index, put out by a national arts research center that ranks America's most culturally vibrant communities. SMU Data Arts analyzed arts participation, funding, and employment across 900-plus communities, finding Steamboat Springs ranked second and Glenwood Springs eighth among small communities, while Boulder placed sixth in the mid-sized category and Denver-Aurora Lakewood ranked 18th. Among large metros. Colorado continues to refine its law on AI discrimination before it goes into effect in 2026. CPR's Bento Brooklyn reports privacy and consumer advocacy groups are urging policymakers to give it teeth.
A variety of advocacy groups are putting pressure on lawmakers to thoroughly implement Colorado's first-in-the-nation law to try to curb discrimination in AI systems. They want to make sure the state uses a broad definition for AI and that the law will be enforced. The goal is to allow people to be informed when AI is used in key decisions over their lives, from banking and housing to healthcare, and to file complaints if they think its conclusions are unjust. A task force will issue recommendations to lawmakers in February. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The District 11 Board of Education in Colorado Springs has voted to end its collective bargaining agreement with teachers. The agreement has guided working conditions, salaries, and benefits for more than five decades. In a 6-1 vote, board members alleged that the agreement got in the way of the district pivoting quickly. Teachers argued the union protects their planning time and allows them to collaborate with the district. This is CPR News and KRCC.